Faith allergies. Lion chasers experience the same fears as everyone else. I bet Benaiah was afraid of the boogeyman as a kid. But lion chasers have learned to face those fears. They have unlearned the fear of uncertainty, the fear of risk, the fear of looking foolish, and the countless other fears that could hold them back. Their faith has been defragmented. They don't necessarily know more than other people, but they have unlearned the fears that kept them captive. And they all did it the same way, by chasing their fears instead of running away from them. They exposed themselves to the very thing they were afraid of. Abraham led Isaac to Mount Moriah and placed him on the altar. Moses went back to Pharaoh 40 years after running away as a fugitive. And Jesus went into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan himself. Is there an Isaac you need to sacrifice on the altar? Is there a Pharaoh that you need to face? Or maybe God is calling you into the wilderness for a season. Lion chasers don't hide from the things they fear. They chase lions into pits. They expose themselves to the sources of their terror because they know it is the only way to overcome them. Lion chasers have a high threshold for fear because they have built up fear immunity. I recently went to the doctor's office for an extensive battery of allergy tests. My doctor wanted to find out what allergens trigger my asthma. The nurse practitioner pricked my forearm in 18 places with different allergens and said, "Don't scratch." It was like Chinese water torture. I had to resist the urge to scratch the itch for 15 of the longest minutes of my life. But testing for allergies isn't a pointless exercise in cruel and unusual punishment, even though it might seem like it is. It is a form of reverse engineering. My doctor wasn't satisfied with treating my allergy symptoms. She wanted to discover the root causes of my reactions. And the solution isn't just avoiding those allergens. The cure is actually exposing myself to them in small doses. Here's my point. The cure for the fear of failure is not success. It's failure. The cure for the fear of rejection is not acceptance. It's rejection. You've got to be exposed to small quantities of whatever you're afraid of. That's how you build up immunity. When I was in graduate school in the Chicago area, Laura and I wanted to plant a church on Chicago's North Shore. We had a core group. We had a name. We set up a bank account. One minor detail. We never had a service. That failed attempt was acutely embarrassing because we told everybody that we were going to plant a church and then we fell flat on our faces. And it was disillusioning because we thought that's what God wanted us to do. It was a complete failure, but it was also one of the best things that ever happened to us. It's not that I like failing any more now than I did then, but somehow that experience released us from the fear of failure. It built up fear immunity. So when we had the opportunity to become part of planting National Community Church, we weren't afraid to fail. I figured we couldn't do any more damage than we had done in Chicago. So what are you afraid of? What allergens trigger a fear reaction? Those are the very things you need to expose yourself to. One of the greatest things that could happen to you is for your fear to become reality. Then you would discover that it's not the end of the world. Your fear is worse than the actual thing you're afraid of. And if you learn from every mistake, then there is no such thing as failure anyway. Defenseless. Do you remember the way Scripture describes Satan? Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Satan has two primary tactics when it comes to neutralizing you spiritually: discouragement and fear. He wants you to focus on past mistakes you've made. That is why he's called the accuser of our brethren. And the end result is a loss of courage. The other tactic is fear. Satan wants to scare the heaven out of you. He wants to put you on your heels so you become reactive and defensive. That is why he's described as a prowling lion. What we need is a little Christ-like courage to chase the lion. Jesus never